ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, both teams getting their last second instructions from their head coaches before they go out on the floor. Now Mount Home is out on the floor getting ready to jump this, get this game jumped off. It'll be Matt Jones jumping center for Mount Home. And for Searcy, Tristan Alcorn will try to win the tip. Mount Home will be moving left to right for the first half. For Searcy, right to left. So, official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air. Tip is won by Mountain Home. They are moved again. They are moving left to right in this first half. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Ball goes over to Benton on the right, left side, up top to Jones. Jones will drill to the right wing. Gives it there to Peters. Searcy in a man-to-man defense. Peters drilling toward the free throw line now, going down into lane. Now kicks out to Jones near the elbow. Now up to Benton. Benton will drill to the left side. Takes the screen, pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound, offensive rebound for Peters. He goes back over. The shot was blocked. Cruz gets the ball. His shot is blocked. Mount Home comes up with the ball again. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. Now his three-pointer will not go. And this time it will be Peyton Wright getting the rebound. And here's Searcy with their first possession of the evening. Ball goes down in the left corner. And now fouls going to be called on. No, I'm sorry. They're going to call it out. It's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Searcy's basketball. 7:10 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass was high. Chased down, stolen by Talon Benton. His layup is no good, but shot was blocked. Oh, they're going to call goaltending. Ball had already hit the backboard when the Searcy player touched it. That is goaltending, so Mount Home automatically gets the 2 points. Talon Benton gives Mount Home the early 2-0 lead as we are almost a minute into this contest. Ball goes over on the right side to Alcorn. Now he will give it to Love. Love's going down into the lane. Now he kicks it up top to Hicks. Hicks will give it to Caldwell on the left side. Now it goes to Alcorn. Now to Love. Love's going down into the lane for the layup. Good. Griffin Love with his first 2 points. And we're knotted up at 2-all. 6:35 left of the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court, and now he's going to be fouled. That foul is going to be called on Peyton Caldwell, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lions. 6:32 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Jones. Now back to Talon Benton. Again, we're tied at two. Benton will drill down into the lane. Kicks out to Peters in the left corner. His three-pointer is up, in and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Love. And he loses the handle of the ball, but he's able to get it back. He'll give it to Hicks into the front court. Now Caldwell has it near the top. Now he'll give it to Wright on the left side. Now back up top to Caldwell. Over on the right side to Alcorn. Alcorn's going to pull up near the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's tipped and controlled by Talon Benton. He's quickly back the other way for the Bombers. Benton will drill to the left wing. Down to Cruz in the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Hicks gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for Searcy. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And Jones gets the rebound. And back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert will walk the ball across the half-court stripe. Jones throws over to Peters on the right side. Up top to Cruz. Over to Gilbert on the left. Down to Benton in the corner. Benton will take the screen from Jones. Throw to the elbow. Throw up top to Cruz. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert will dribble down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Caldwell. He's quickly back the other way for the Lions. Caldwell has it on the left wing. Now he's going down into the lane. And now fouls will be called on Wyatt Gilbert. as his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers. It's 5:10 left to play in this first quarter. Mounts home with Searcy tied at two. Love takes the inbound pass in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. And Talon Benton gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain home. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Peters near the right corner. Now back up top to Benton. Over to Cruz on the left side. Cruz gives it to Peters on the low block. Peters looking to make a move, going up for the layup. No, the shot was blocked. He gets the ball back. Kicks out to Cruz on the left side. Cruz going into the lane. He's going to put up the hook shot. Good. Luke Cruz with the little baby hook, and it's 4-2. Mounts home leading it. 4:34 left of the first quarter. Here's Alcorn with it on the right side. Up top to Love. Love's going to go down into lane. Now kicks out to Caldwell on the left corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Peyton Caldwell with his first 3 points of the night, and that gives Searcy their first lead of the evening. 5-4 as Lions on top. 4:15 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert with it on the left, up top. Throws over to Cruz on the left side. Cruz going down into lane, going up for the reverse layup. Shot was blocked by Alcorn. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Searcy. Now Tom will inbound it with 4:07 left of the first quarter. Benton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets in to Jones on the low block. He's going up for the layup off the glass and in. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. Mount Home goes back on top. Our second lead change of the evening. 6-5, Bombers leading it. 3:56 left of the first quarter. Here's Hicks with it. Throws over to Wright on the left side. Up top to Alcorn. Alcorn will give it to Hicks now. Hicks going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And Jones gets a rebound for Mount Home. He'll kick it out to Benton, who brings it into the front court. Benton has it on the left wing. Now it goes to the right side to Jones. To Gilbert near the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by Hicks. He's quickly back the other way. Throwing it down to Caldwell in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And this time a foul's going to be called. An over-the-back foul on Tristan Alcorn. That is Alcorn's first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lions. Wyatt Gilbert's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Hunter Bashirs. Bashirs, a 6-foot senior. 6-5, Mountain Home with the ball and the lead. Less than 3.5 minutes left in this opening period. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Bashirs on the right side. Up top to goes to Cruz. Cruz gives it to Benton on the left. Down to Peters in the corner. Back to Benton. Benton will throw it up top to Cruz. Over to Bashirs on the right. Up top it goes to Peters. Peters will throw it over to Cruz on the left side. Now Cruz going to give it to Bashirs in the corner. Out to Jones. Up top now to Benton. Benton's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound's tipped to Matt Jones. Bombers keep possession. Jones going into the lane for the layup. It rolls in, around and goes in. Matt Jones with 4 points. 8-5, Mountain Home leading it. 2:40 left in this opening period. Caldwell across the timeline for the Lions. Gives it to Hicks. Over to Wright on the left side. Up top to Alcorn. Alcorn's going to drill down into the lane. And now a foul's going to be called. I believe a little bump foul on Luke Cruz. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Bombers. 2:27 left in this opening period. A three-point Mountain Home lead. Caldwell tree the inbound pass on the baseline. Throws it into the backcourt to Hicks. Hicks will cross the timeline. Now dribbles to the left side of the paint. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. No good. Love gets the offensive rebound. Now he gives it to Alcorn, who's going in for the layup. Good. Tristan Alcorn with his first 2 points. 8-7, Mountain Home leading it. 2:06 left in this opening period. Talon Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Bashirs on the right side. Up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left. Alley-oop pass to Matt Jones for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 6 points. 10-7, Mountain Home leading it. 1:46 left in this opening period. Here is Caldwell into the lane. Going up for the running jumper. Good. Peyton Caldwell with 5 points. 10-9, Mountain Home's lead cut back to a point. 1:35 left in this first quarter. Benton into the front court. Throws over to Bashirs on the right side. Back up top to Benton. Benton's going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Bashirs near the left corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Bashirs with his first 3 points of the night. 13-9, Mountain Home leading it. 1:12 left in the first quarter. Here's Caldwell back the other way for Searcy. He's going into the lanes, going up for another layup, and an offensive foul. No, they're going to call him. Are they going to call an offensive foul or block? Wow, they're going to call a blocking foul on Mountain Home. Wow, Searcy got a break there. That is Matt Jones' first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So it will be Peyton Caldwell at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Caldwell. This will be actually the first free. These are the first free throws shot by anybody tonight. 106 left as the second free throw goes up and in. He now has 7 points. Baylor Cresilius checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Cruz. Cresilius, a 6'2 senior. 13-11, Mountain Home leading it with 106 left in this first quarter. Talon Benton into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Peters. Peters takes a screen from Jones. Dribbles up to the top, gives over to Benton on the right side. Now up top to Peters. Over on the left side to Bashirs. Now gives it to Benton up top. Back over to Bashirs. Now up top to Peters. Peters going into the lane. Lands the ball knocked away. Stolen by Searcy. Their first, Mountain Home's first turnover of the night. Back quickly comes Alcorn going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. And back comes Mountain Home. 26 seconds left. I believe Mountain Home's going to hold for the last shot of the quarter. Benton still has to get it across the timeline, and he finally does. Must say, better get it across before you get called for 10 seconds. 13 seconds left. Benton gives it to Bashirs on the right side. 6 seconds left. Now up top to Cresilius. Over to Benton on the left side. 3 seconds. Down to Jones. He's going to put up the layup. Off the glass and in before the buzzer sounds. And we have reached the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Searcy 15-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.